Progress Test Unit 7. 1.
I love cooking, but don't like spending lots of money on food. That's why I started using free food. That's not food that companies are giving away or that your friends don't want. It's food growing in the countryside. I noticed that in the bushes by the road near my house, there were lots of different fruits growing, berries and things like that. Then, when I looked on the internet, I found that there were nuts and other fruit that I could find for free too. You just need to know where to look for it. People think I do it because I don't have much money. That's one reason. But even if I had loads of money, I think I would still enjoy going out and finding what I can get for free and then how I can cook it, because it's really creative. My plan is to write a book about it, so that others can learn from my experience.
2.
People throw away so much stuff these days, and they don't need to. What you do need is some skills that can help you make things last longer. Everyone can do it. One thing I'm really good at is sewing, and I make lots of things for my room and to wear using my sewing machine. It's a great skill, and it stops me from buying things. When I see something in a shop, I always think about how I could make it, and if I could make it better, then I go home and try. I don't just do this with clothes. I also try to mend things if they break. If I had more time, I would make everything that I needed, but sometimes I have to buy things because I need them quickly.
3.
Recently, I read a great book called Your Money or Your Life, and it has changed the way I think about money. The idea behind the book is that when you see something in a shop and you look at how much it costs, you should think about how many minutes of your life it has taken you to earn that money. A young man called Joe Dominguez came up with the idea. He worked on Wall Street in America, and because he followed his own advice, he actually retired by the time he was 31. He then did what he really wanted to do in life rather than working all the time. I'd like to do that too.
4.
I owed my dad lots of money last year, and he refused to lend me any more, so I decided to stop going shopping. I was surprised by how easy that was. On the internet, I read about some people who try to have NSDs, or no spend days, a day when you don't spend anything, and I tried that too. I got really good at it, and I managed to pay back everything I'd borrowed. Now I buy things occasionally, but that's a rare treat.